Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. This is a cup of devotion. Hymns and scriptures for troubled times. Today's hymn, There's Power in the Blood. The scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Let's take a closer look. Christ died for all because all have sinned. Sin requires blood sacrifice. Established in the Garden of Eden when sin entered the world through Adam, Genesis chapter 3. Christ died that man could live, not for himself, selfishly, but for God, sacrificially. To live for oneself is to seek earthly, temporal pleasure. To advance one's own purposes above all else, turning a deaf ear to the needs of others. Christ died for us, we can live for him. Sinners are dead in sin, Christians are alive in Christ. As God's children, we recognize the worth of the soul, the presence of God, the importance of faith, the reality of eternity. We understand these exist, they influence our heart and life. We aim not to seek our own pleasures and interests, but rather to make the grand purpose of our life to promote the honor of Christ and advance his cause. When we live unto Jesus, we seek his honor, we offer our possessions, skills, and efforts to his service and to his cause. Our purpose, our time, our bodies, our talents, and our efforts belong to Jesus. We are bound to go where he leads us, to do what he assigns us. We have been purchased with the blood of Christ. Let us live unto the high calling for which we have been called. We must beware lest we clothe ourselves with a selfish religion, seeking our own will, promoting our own interpretations of Scripture, not allowing God to have his way in those whose lives ours touches. Unfortunately, you will wrestle with sin until the day you die. Fortunately, you can be washed white as snow when you repent as David did in Psalm chapter 51. Christ died for you so that you might live a life of justification, not unto yourself, your own lusts and will, but unto him which died for you and rose again for you. He wants you to make his glory the end goal of all your actions. This is the will of God, Isaiah chapter 43 verses 6-7. It has been said that the longest journey starts with the first step. You can take that first step right now. Consider one circumstance you foresee coming your way today. Will you purpose in your heart to choose his glory as the outcome rather than your own will? Now is the time to take a moment and commit this to Jesus. When you do, you will answer this question in the affirmative. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.